Thank you. Thanks. Sit down, please. Thank you. Charlie, thank you very much for having me. I've known Charlie Bronson for a long time. I first knew Charlie when he got elected to the state Senate, Senator Constantine, a great institution. Thank you for being here. There's a lot of legislators here, and I want to thank all of them for being here. I want to thank all of you for being here. This has become a movement, and it's remarkable what Commissioner Bronson's leadership has done. Farm to fuel, he even trademarked it, didn't you? He told me that yesterday. So it's, you know, don't anybody copy that thing unless you get it from him. You know, renewable energies, biofuel, solar, wind, all of these kinds of things are very exciting in terms of what we can do in our future. But farm to fuel may be one of the most exciting of all. You know, I started learning about ethanol. In fact, the car that they drive me around in Tallahassee is powered by ethanol. And it's hard to get, though. So we've got to work more. And I know that, you know, I met with the Consul General of Brazil week before last. He was in Tallahassee. And he said that there's a gas station, a chain down there. I think it's Petra Gas or something like that. And they want to put stations in Florida. And I said, well, then do. Please do it. Because, you know, it's hard to find ethanol to put in your vehicle right now. I guess the E10 is a little bit easier. You don't even have to change the engine. And you can already use that, as I'm told. I'm not a scientist, but I consult them often. And the E85, I guess, takes a little bit more refinement to the engine to be able to utilize. But the promise in this area is just limitless. It's limitless. And the thing Senator Constantine and I were talking about earlier is the fact that, you know, it wasn't that long ago that you had a conference like this and, you know, there weren't like three people came. And he's offered leadership on this issue, too, for a long time, as I mentioned earlier. And, you know, finally, I think, you know, they have this book called The Tipping Point and all that stuff. And people analyze us that, you know, write books and make a bunch of dough doing so. We have hit that point with these issues. You know, it's finally, I think, registered with everybody that this is not only something that's good for our environment. It's good for our country. It's a national security issue. It gets us off of foreign oil. It is simply the right thing to do for America, and we have to lead. And as the governor of Florida, I think we have a wonderful opportunity to lead in this regard more than anybody else. I mean, I love corn. It's great. You know, it's wonderful stuff. But, you know, we got sugar here, sugar cane, and citrus waste, and one of the most amazing agricultural industries in America, in the world, really. And for us to not, you know, continue to move forward and to progress and understand what's happening as we move forward in this century would be foolish. But because of your presence, it evidences the fact that we're not. We're not sitting back. You're leading. You're taking us into the future faster. And there's something else that I think is very important to state. There is green, you know, all the green stuff is great, but there's golden green. There's a wonderful economic opportunity that exists here, too. And that's important. I mean, as the CFO will tell you, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we keep our economy vibrant. If Florida becomes a recognized leader in these new innovations, in these new industries, then people are going to migrate to Florida. We're going to produce the jobs here. It's going to be a boon for our economy in this new arena. Some resist a little bit. I understand that. You know, not everybody goes with change right away. That's okay. That's all right. But if you're ahead of the curve, and if you're the innovator, and you're pushing forward, you become market dominant. Because if you're first, people get more comfortable with your product. It's that simple. And so I applaud you for leading and for being here and from learning. You know, one of the great things that happens at a conference like this that we have in Florida is that you learn from each other. You know, new ideas are discussed, new concepts come up, and it's amazing. You know, God gave me two ears and one mouth. I say that all the time, Charlie. I try to respect the ratio, not talk too much. But the more I listen, the more I learn. That's true of all of us. And so the different experts that are here, the people that you will meet, the ones that you already know, will have new ideas, new opportunities, and it's just a wonderful thing to participate in to make that kind of a difference, especially for a state like Florida. Florida's special. I'm going to brag about her for a minute. Let me ask a question. Please raise your hand if you're a Floridian. Awesome. Isn't that great? I am, me too. It's good. I was born in Pennsylvania, and it's a Keystone State. It's a great place. I love it. Came to Florida when I was 3 years old, right here to St. Pete. Welcome to my hometown. This is my hometown, St. Petersburg. I love this state, and I know that you do too, and I think it's real important that we do everything we can to protect her, to keep her as an economic leader, and to have extra microphones available when necessary. Thank you. Appreciate that. I wanted to tell you some exciting things that we're going to continue to do. You know, in addition to the executive orders that we signed last week, and we consulted with many people on the wisdom of and the achievability of the orders that we signed, we look forward to having a great dovetail with our friends in the legislative branch. You know, as a former state senator, as is the commissioner, we understand the importance of each and every branch of government, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive. And it is amazing what those three can do for you when they work together. And that's what we're trying to do. And I got to give a shout-out to our Senate President, Ken Pruitt, to the Speaker of the House, Marco Rubio. They're statesmen. These are great people and great Floridians who care deeply about this state. And I'm also going to quickly add this. So is Representative Dan Gelber, and so is Senator Steve Geller. They are the Democratic leaders, and we love them, and we embrace them, and we work together. We don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. If you're a Floridian, you matter, and you're our boss. I have an announcement that I wanted to make. I don't know if I mentioned this to you yesterday or not, Commissioner, but I'm privileged to announce that I will lead a trade mission to Brazil on November 3rd through the 8th this year. And as you probably are aware, Brazil is doing an awful lot with ethanol. Commissioner educated me about this. And they truly are. And just about every vehicle in Brazil is powered by ethanol. And as the general counsel who I visited with from Brazil last week told me, it's not from corn. If you grow corn, God bless you. I love you. That's great. But we have such an abundance of sugarcane, most of theirs is derived from sugarcane. And guess what Florida has a lot of? Sugarcane. And citrus waste in the beautiful central part of our state and others. I mean, you know, there's no reason why orange peel ought to be thrown away. It ought to be utilized. And you can make money from it. And you can do better for Florida and better for our environment in the process. It's all good. It's all good. And I'm excited about going to Brazil to try to learn more from them. They are our largest trading partner, by the way. I believe, if I have the number correct, over $11 billion a year. I mean, it's a tremendous trading partner with the state of Florida. It's a huge country, and they do an awful lot to help employ the people of our state. And we want to augment that. We want to have that grow. We want to continue to encourage that kind of investment from Brazil in Florida. And so that's why we're going to go there. The Farm to Fuel Summit today and the trade mission to Brazil are critical aspects of our Serve to Preserve Florida partnership. And we've got to continue to look for ways to do that. And that's exactly what will happen here today. And that's why it's so important that you're here. You made a sacrifice to come here. You could have been somewhere else, but you decided to show up. I think somebody said that 90% of life is showing up. Well, thanks for showing up. And thank you for making a difference. Because it's important to Florida. And it's not just important to those of us in this room. It's important to your children. And your children's children. We have a duty, you and I. We have a duty to do right and to protect our environment, to protect this land. It is our greatest calling to respect the Creator. I was told a long time ago that you should be brief. And nobody ever really complained that, you know, that guy just didn't talk long enough. So I'm going to stop. And I just want to tell you, it's true, right? I want to tell you how privileged I am to be here and what a privilege it is to have you in my hometown. I hope you enjoy St. Petersburg. It's a great place. I got to recognize our mayor. I think he's on vacation right now. But Rick Baker's the mayor of this town. He and I went to Florida State together. He's a great guy, and he's done great things for my hometown. And with your help, we'll continue to do great things for the Sunshine State of Florida. God bless you, and God bless Florida. Thank you.